The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Robert Heinlein, born in Butler, Missouri, 1907, who wrote over 50 novels, many collections of short stories, best known for his novel Stranger in a Strange Land, about a boy born during the first manned mission to Mars. He called his book speculative fiction rather than science fiction. He was trying to write about events that could actually happen, taking into consideration the natural laws of the universe. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Jill McCorkle, Lumberton, North Carolina, 1958, whose novels include July 7th, about the events on a single day in a little town in North Carolina, and her short story collection, Creatures of Habit, which came out a couple years ago, which begins, "We used to all come outside when the streetlights came on and prowl the neighborhood in a pack, a herd of kids on banana seat bikes and mini bikes. The grown-ups looked so silly, framed in their living room and kitchen windows. They complained about their days and sighed deep sighs of depression and loss. They talked about how spoiled and lucky children were these days. We will never be that way, we said. We will never say those things." And it's the birthday of the popular historian David McCullough, born in Pittsburgh, 1933, whose first big book was Truman, 1992, one of the best-selling biographies ever published. The sales were even greater for his biography John Adams in 2001. Both John Adams and Truman won the Pulitzer Prize for biography. Here's a poem for today by Ron Rash, a poem about the courtship of two of his ancestors, a poem entitled The Exchange. Between Wytheville, Virginia, and the North Carolina line, he meets a wagon headed where he's been, seated beside her parents, a dark-eyed girl who grips the reins in her fist. No more than 16, he'd guess, as they come closer. And she doesn't look away or blush, but allows his eyes to hold hers that moment their lives pass. He rides into Boone at dusk, stops at an inn where he buys his supper, a sleepless night, thinking of fallow fields still miles away, the girl he might not find the like of again. When dawn breaks, he mounts his roan, then backtracks, searches 3 days, hamlets and farms, any smoke rising above the tree line, before he heads south toward home, the French Broads Valley, where spring unclinches the dogwood buds as he plants the bottomland, come night by candlelight, builds a butter churn and cradle, cherry headboard for the bed, forges a double eagle into a wedding ring, and then back to Virginia, and spends 5 weeks riding and asking from Elk Creek to Damascus before he finds the wagon tethered to the hitching post of a crossroads store, inside the girl who smiles as if she'd known all along his gray eyes would search until they found her. She asks one question, his name, as her eyes study the gold smoldering there between them. The offered palm she lightens, slips the ring on herself, so he knows right then the woman she will be. Bold enough match for a man rash as his name. A poem by Ron Rash about his ancestors, The Exchange, from his collection Among the Believers, published by Iris Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. and by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.